Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall every single Wednesday. Nice to see you, dude.
Yeah, this is fun, man.
Yes, and we're also on the webcast right now, and we've already had close to 25,000 people check it out. So go to 971freefm.com. That's 971freefm.com or stickcam, S-T-I-C-K-A-M, stickcam. com.
Now, how many people we got?
Close to 25,000 are watching right now.
Wow.
Right now. And we'll get a total at the end of the evening. All right. There are a lot of people out there, and I'm one of these guys right now. And I've been for the last month or so, I've been trying to save money, you know, because I know this economy is going in the toilet.
How do you cut back, though? Where do you cut?
What I did is I cut back on... You know, when you have like a bunch of trash cans, the city charges you for everything you have more than one black can or one green can.
Oh, yeah.
You can
yeah.
have as many recyclable cans as you want. You can have as many blue cans as you want. But the city starts charging you after you have more than one. Do you have one more than one black trash can?
Let's see. I have like three of each color.
Yeah. Then you're being charged probably $45 a month for your trash cans.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that money is going to put LAPD officers on the street. And that's why I canceled mine after the LAPD officer lied to me and I got screwed. That's the day I went home and canceled my cans. And then they picked them up that Friday and it's over. And I always squeeze everything into one.
You might have to tell our webcast audience that story.
Oh.
Or just briefly, the Reader's Digest recap.
Yeah, real quickly, I got to take it from LAPD. On a U-turn that I didn't do, and took him to court. The guy lied twice in court, and now my insurance went up $1,200 a year, and it cost me about $250 in court charges. So it was a real thrilling day, and so I'm out of the cops business.
And you used to be the cops' best friend,
the number one PR guy on radio in Los Angeles when it comes to LAPD. I mean, everything they did, I thought, you know, I always gave them the benefit of the doubt. And these guys constantly called up and said, oh, I've been pulled over, you know, for doing a U-turn, and I got, you know, the billy club. I'm like, nah, that didn't happen. But it happens.
Yeah, you were that guy. When I met you back in the day, you were like, well, Rodney King had to do something. You know, come on. I'm sure he did something.
Yeah, now it's, it's over.
Brother Rodney.
Yeah.
Y'all leave Brother Rodney alone.
Exactly. What'd that guy do? Anyway, so everyone's trying to save some money, and Randy saw a real low-end move today, or yesterday. Where were you, at Subway?
Yeah, this morning I was at Subway.
What time?
Right after the Corolla show, so about 11 in the morning.
There you go.
I love my sandwiches.
All right.
So I'm at the Subway near my house, and there's a little bit of a line, and there's two people in front of me, a couple, and they order one of those $5 footlongs.
I just had one of those today.
Yeah, those are great.
Beautiful.
Love Subway. So they order a $5 footlong, and I heard something that I've never heard before. The girl asks, can we get two different kinds of cheese? And so the guy says, yeah, can I have American half on one half, and can I have pepper jack on the other half? Then they move over to the veggies, and the girl says, can I have lettuce on this half, and can I have cucumbers on this half? And they basically order a footlong, but split it up so like they're ordering two sandwiches because they're too cheap to actually order two sandwiches.
That is a low-end move.
It took 10 minutes to order this friggin' sandwich.
All right. I know the economy is in the toilet. What are you doing to try to save money? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You know what else I did?
What'd you do?
I canceled my bottled water service.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What you going to drink?
I drink that stuff from the tap now.
Really?
The whole family does.
You put it in a pitcher and...
How do you put it in a pitcher? Just right out of the faucet.
Oh, okay. And how about your daughter?
She's drinking it, too. Yeah, she's enjoying it.
So you just pick her up, like, at the park and put your mouth under the spigot.
Hey, listen, I grew up drinking the water from the tap. Why shouldn't she?
I used to drink out of the hose.
I still do.
Yeah.
I did that the other day on Sunday. I was watering.
And you
you got to squeeze the hose to make it, you know, to lose the pressure. And then you stick it.
Yeah, a little bit. Or sometimes you even learn. I liked having it hit my jaw really hard.
Yeah, I like the taste of it.
Remember that sound?
I like the taste of hose water.
Oh, yeah.
There's like that sort of like rubbery taste to it.
And you can imagine, I know you've spent much of your summer vacations in Cleveland?
Yes.
In Cleveland, the water, it has that little twist of Lake Erie.
Yes, I like that, yeah.
And don't forget the Cuyahoga River actually caught on fire.
Right.
So any water in Cleveland is exciting.
Yeah, I think if I lived in Cleveland, maybe I'd go back to bottled water. But I canceled bottled water. I said, no. I said, you will drink out of the tap. So that's what we did.
Well, I'm using my HP Bubble Jet to print my dollar bills for the strip joint.
You know what? I
when I make it ring, I'm full of S.
I called to cancel. I called to cancel my water, and the lady said, "Well, because I always feel bad canceling. I always feel like it's a relative." She goes, "Where are you moving to?" I said, "Up to Oregon." She goes, "Oh, let me see if we have service up there." And she says, "We don't, but we have a sister company we work with." I'm like, "Oh, all right, I'll take the phone number." But I always feel bad about canceling a service. You know,
she sounds like the pushy, legendary AOL phone call.
Oh, yeah, you can't
remember
cancel
that?
Yeah.
Remember that? You remember that, Randy?
Oh,
that was crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, the guy wouldn't let him cancel, man.
Yeah, I think we have that. Let me find it.
All right, the folks, I know the economy's in the toilet. What are you doing to try to save yourself some dough? Maybe you got a tip or two you can pass along to this audience of ours. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. And we're live on the web, 971freefm.com.
Hey, Tim, can I give Randy some props?
Yes!
Randy, the DJ, and shout out to DJ AM, who's in the hospital, and I hope he gets better real quick with my man from Blink. But you're the man tonight, man. I mean, you jamming.
Thank you, man.
You jamming. You're putting your foot in it.
We always bring the hits on Arsenio nights.
Step into it quickly, huh?
Yeah.
All right, go to the web and check out the live webcast. 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Put your foot in the funk.
Yeah.
DJ Randy.
Look at that guy, man. All right. Hey, a quick update for you. Because the Dodgers are getting close to clinching that National League West. You're
what's
a big
the magic,
Dodger fan, right?
Oh, yeah. Magic number is what?
3.
I got to throw a pitch out last week.
You did?
Saturday night.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Look at you. Big weekend.
No dirt on the ball.
Wow, you made it.
It was a little...
No bounce.
It was a strike if you're Luke Walton at the plate. So it was a little high, but it was not in the dirt.
There must have been a lot of people out there.
Yeah, man, because that was the night Manny hit 2 home runs.
Wow.
A very, very good game. Hard-fought game. And I think the magic number that night was 6. Now it's down to what?
Now it's 3. Well, it's actually now it's 2 because Arizona lost today.
Ooh.
And if the Dodgers win, and they're currently beating San Diego in the 8th inning, 6-4... If the Dodgers win today, they clinch a tie. They clinch a tie.
Yeah.
So they can only, tie Arizona. They can't lose to Arizona. So they'll be 4 up with 4 left, I believe. Is that right? Yeah, I think it's right. So
you're the man. I'm going to trust you. The backs.
Right. How is everybody saving money out there? All right. I know the economy sucks, and you got to, keep those dollars in your pocket. And, there are people that are still afraid, and I am too. I'm a little afraid to put money in the bank.
Oh, absolutely. James Brown used to talk about keeping money in a bag, hiding money.
Good idea.
The old school dudes, put some cash in a bag, bury it out back.
Right.
And I feel like that now because it's scary. One day I think we're going to go to the bank, we'll get to Bank of America, and they're going to say, I'm sorry.
Right. I'm sorry.
I'm a little worried. So I'm keeping some cash in a bag buried out back.
And I've done this recently. I don't have a ton of money, but I moved it around. I'm in 3 different banks now. I'm in Bank America, I'm in Wells Fargo, and Washington Mutual.
You'll find out one day they're all owned by the government.
I know. What do you do, though? I mean, you know, if the FDIC goes bankrupt and they protect my money, I'm gone.
We need some bullion. We need some gold.
I need some good hold card cash, man. All right, how you saving money, everybody out there? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. The one thing I'm not saving money on is Santa Anita. I'm still sliding out there.
Jesus Christ.
So I got the family with the tap water, but I'm still looking at the horses.
At the end of every year, would you say that you're up or behind?
Behind?
In track betting.
In track betting?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I keep track of every year.
Yeah, so how much did you win or lose in 07?
07, I think I was down, I have the exact number, I think it's like $7,000.
Okay, so
for the whole year, but I mean, that includes Vegas, it includes, you know, trips to Indian casinos, everything.
See, I think that's what you love to do, and a man with your career and
thank
your
you
money, you deserve $7,000. That's your entertainment fee for the year.
Hey, listen, I don't have cars. I don't, you know, ski. I don't go boating. You know, I just, it's the only, you know, habit I have. And I enjoy it. So what the hell?
Yeah, it's $7,000. Hey, that's better than my habit.
Is that right?
You know, I spend a lot more than $7,000.
On what, cars?
Tar heroin, too. I'm not going to tell you my bad habits on the radio.
Right, during the break, maybe?
Okay. You could maybe trick me and pretend like we're in commercial.
Yes. All right. Here's the call. Oh, by the way, we're live on the internet. 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com and get to the internet and make sure you lock in because you may get locked out because we're going to have the girls from Spearmint Rhino on at 10 o'clock and you want to see the girls from Spearmint Rhino. All right. So you got to make sure you lock into your computer and you get one of the live streams before you get locked out.
And there's one lady who's coming. She swallows fire and I swear, Tim, she doesn't use her mouth.
Is that right?
Yeah, so
wow.
It's going to be interesting, especially for the web.
All right, here's the call that you were talking about before we went to a break here. The guy trying to cancel AOL.
Oh, yeah.
This is classic. All right, here we go.
Hi, this is John at AOL. How may I help you today?
I wanted to cancel my account.
Sorry to hear that. But pull your account up here real quick. Can I have your name, please?
Vincent Ferrari.
Vince wants to save a little money.
Hey, Vincent. And for the privacy and security, can I have last 4 digits of your payment method, please? All right, thank you very much. Okay. Been this account for a long time?
Yep.
This is quite a bit. What was causing you to turn this off today?
I just don't use it anymore.
Do you have a high-speed connection like a DSL or cable?
Yep.
Okay. How long have you had that?
Years.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm showing a lot of usage on this account.
Yeah, a long time ago. Not recently.
The Pops Ferrari account was on 71 hours since the 24th of last month.
No, he wasn't.
The nerve.
He doesn't even have the AOL software installed on his computer. You're looking at AIM usage, probably.
No, it's AIM usage doesn't come on to this.
Guys, arguing with him.
He doesn't have the AOL software installed on his computer.
No, this is your father, man?
Yep.
Well, I'm looking at this account.
Listen to Columbo.
Well, what's causing him to turn this off today? I mean,
I don't use it and he doesn't use it, so we're canceling. I'm telling you he doesn't use the account. The software is not even on his computer.
Well, okay. I mean, is there a problem with the software itself?
No, I don't use it. I don't need it. I don't want it. I just don't need it.
So when you use this, I mean, use the computer, I'm saying. That for business or for
dude, what
for
difference
school?
Does it make? I don't want the AOL account. Please cancel it.
Well, on June 2nd, this account was signed on. It's been on for 72 hours.
Jesus Christ.
On June 2nd.
I don't know how to make it any clearer.
I don't know how he can make it any clearer.
He's just trying to save a little money.
Guy doesn't want the account.
There it is.
Yeah, lose the account.
This year was 540. Last month was 545 hours of usage.
I don't know how to make this any clearer, so I'm just going to say it one last time. cancel the account.
Well, please. Explain to me what
I'm not explaining anything to you. Cancel the account.
See, this guy calling up has a lot of patience. I would have gone apes on the guy if he's did that to me.
Well, you know what? In this day and age, what employee gives a damn?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean,
you told to, you know, keep the guy in the line. It's not like he was calling a 976 sex line.
Yes,
he's calling to cancel his account.
Has AOL been that good to your ass?
I don't know. All right, here's more of the guy trying to cancel his simple account.
Well, what's the matter, man? So, I mean, I'm just trying to help here.
You're not helping me. You're helping me with.
Yeah, I am trying to help.
Helping me. Listen, I called to cancel the account. Helping me would be canceling the account. Please help me and cancel.
No,
it
wouldn't actually.
Cancel the account.
Is your dad there?
My dad. I'm the primary person on the account, not my dad. Cancel the account.
Okay, because I'm just trying to figure out.
Cancel the account. I don't know how to make this any clearer for you. Cancel the account. The card is mine in my name. Okay. The account is mine and in my name. When I say cancel the account, I don't mean help me figure out how to keep it. I mean cancel the account.
That's a great line.
The card is mine in my name. Okay. The account is mine and in my name. When I say cancel the account, I don't mean help me figure out how to keep it. I mean cancel the account.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what anybody's done to you, Vincent. But this is
you're annoying me, Shani. That's what you're doing to me. Cancel the account, please.
Okay. Now that goes both ways, my friend.
Good. Can you please cancel the account?
All right. Someday, when you calm down, you're going to realize all I was trying to do was help you, and it was actually in your best interest to listen.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, yeah, great.
When that thing happens, then you should give us a call back every time.
Wait.
As I process your cancellation request, I'd like to tell you about a free benefit available for valued members like yourself. We'll continue to provide you some features available.
Don't want it. I know the drill. I don't even want it. Don't even bother.
You want me to cancel this account, you're going to let me speak. In this paragraph, okay? Because if not, we can star you all day.
He's a hostage. We got to get Jesse Jackson to free him.
You're stupid. All the guy wanted to do was have his account canceled.
It's insane.
Very simple, ma'am.
But you're going to listen to me if you want this turned off. So, can I speak now?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate that. As I process your cancellation request, I'd like to tell you about a free benefit available for guys members like yourself. We will continue to provide you some features of the AOL service even after the membership has been canceled. At AOL.com, you can keep your existing email, buddy list, address book, and more at no cost for as long as you like. There's no catch. This is AOL's way of continuing our relationship with you. We know you'll enjoy keeping your same email. Just go to AOL.com, log into the screen name and password. An email confirming the cancellation will be delivered to your free AOL.com email within 24 hours. Complete this cancellation with list of all important details to solve life connection.
I'd like to have a webcam on the guy listening right now.
That's unbelievable.
Imagine how annoyed he is.
Cancel the account. This doesn't want it anymore. That's how annoying people are. Oh, Jesus. I would have gone apes. All right. The girls from Spearmint Rhino are coming up. Arsenio Hall is with us. It's a big night. We're live on the internet, 971freefm.com. Or you can simply go to StickCam, STICKAM, StickCam.com, and check out the girls from Spearmint Rhino. They're going to be here in less than 5 minutes, so get in line. Don't get shut out of the computer. Get online right now. What's wrong with you? 971freefm.com. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Arsenio Hall. We're live on 97.1 Free FM, our FM talk show.
Mittens? Is somebody in trouble? Me? Oh, my checking account because I shop at pet specialty stores? I should go to Walmart because they have the same premium brands at unbeatable prices? Good kitty.
Keeping your furry family members happy and healthy, and keeping yourself happy about the price. With Walmart's unbeatable prices on premium pet products like Purina One, Iams, and Friskies cat food, and Fresh Step cat litter, you can do anything.